Hey, there you are. I was beginning to think you'd ghosted me. Oh, don't worry about it. I know, I know. Life happens, time gets away from you. Honestly, I was happy to hear from you at all. 2 weeks is a long time to make a girl wait. I know, you're a busy bee. Interviews and all that. Speaking of which, it's been a few weeks and you're still in town, so I take it you have some good news. That is awesome. I'm so happy for you. Come here, give me a hug. Hold on, just a little bit longer. You're so warm. It's nice. All right. You smell really nice. Is that Tom Ford you're wearing? I have a nose for cologne. Plus an ex of mine used to wear that same one. Oh no, it was a mutual thing. And I always enjoyed the scent. Very masculine. It suits you. And speaking of suit, you're going to need some new ones for that job of yours, aren't you? Yeah, that's what I thought. You did tend to be more of a sweats and t-shirt kind of guy. But then again, that was a long time ago, and you were just a kid. So maybe you've changed. I don't know. But I'd like to, if you'd let me. Anyway, I got us a couple of menus. The lunch section is on the back. Get whatever you want. It's on me. My treat. No way, mister. I am not letting you pay, especially today. You got the job. This calls for a celebration, which means wallet closed. Understood? Oh, excuse me. Didn't anyone ever teach you to respect your elders? I don't care if it's only a couple of years. I'm still your elder, so respect me. That's an order. Speaking of orders, you better not hold back. I don't want to hear you getting half a sandwich and some water. Oh, is that a fact? Keep that up, and I might just have to put you over my knee. Give you a nice hard spanking like the bad boy you are. You're so cute when you blush like that. What? You telling me you never pictured me as the corporal punishment type? Never imagined me in head-to-toe latex, cracking a whip while you crawl on all fours with a ball gag in your mouth? I mean, now you are, and so am I. That's actually kind of hot. Sorry, sorry. I don't mean to bother you while you're looking over your lunch options. No, I'll leave you to it. I'll just busy myself with something else. What? What's wrong? Oh, is it my foot? The one that's rubbing up against your leg? The one that's trailing up the thigh of your jeans right now? Oh gosh, don't let that distract you. I'm just doing a little stretching, that's all. I can stop at any time if you want. Just tell me. Now that's what I like to hear. The sound of silence. Do you like my toes? I had a pedicure a couple days ago. I wasn't sure what your favorite color was, so I went with red. Classic, you know? Can't really go wrong with that. Do you like it? Well, then it was money well spent. You know, you've really filled out. I remember when you had those scrawny little chicken legs. No offense, you know. You were just a kid. But now? Now you are definitely a man.
Hi, my name is Melissa, and I'll be your server this afternoon. How are you guys doing? Can I start you on some drinks?
Oh, hi. yes, I will have a Diet Coke.
And for you, sir? Very well. I'll get that in for you.
Do you think she noticed? I'm sorry. I'll stop. For now, anyway. But it's your fault, really. Oh, definitely. If you weren't so fucking cute, I wouldn't be so tempted to molest you in public places. And you're shy, just like back then. You were always shy with me, you know? Not with my sister. I would hear you guys talking or laughing, fighting. You were so different. But whenever I came around, quiet as a mouse. Why are you still so shy around me? Is it because I'm older? More experienced? Is it because you still find me attractive? Well, yeah, it was so obvious back then. Of course, you weren't going to admit it. You were dating my little sister, but I still remember it like it was yesterday. And the two of you hanging out after school. I would come home after running track in just my sports bra and spandex shorts, sweat glistening on my body. You tried to be so slick about it, but I always saw you check me out when you thought she wasn't looking. It was adorable. I mean, come on. You were just a kid. And I thought it was the funniest thing. My little sister's little boyfriend having a little crush on me. But now, I can't help but wonder. Do you still think about those times like I do? Do you still wonder what's under those clothes?
Here you are. And are you ready to order? Or do you need a few minutes?
Did you figure out what you want yet? Because I know what I want. Just a check, please.